Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Friday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Lunch and Learn. And today's call is going to be an amazing and important call for you guys. When we say Lunch and Learn, we mean it, and we're not stopping this educational process, because learning how to build a successful organization is really what we do, and that's what we share here on this show. So I just want to welcome you guys to today's show and appreciate you guys being here and taking the time. I know that most of us on the call here today know that we've gone through some historic changes over the last few days, but we are coming through it all with resolve to move forward and looking for the best vehicle to do that. But we're wanting everyone to understand, and we've been talking about it a lot the last couple days, as well as a lot of the other leadership, and that is that the most important thing and the thing that you guys have worked so hard to build is your team, is the people that you work with on a daily basis, the people that are plugged into you and plugged into your organization and who really want to change their future for the better. And those are the things that we want to continue to let you guys know, that's the positive of this, is that your team is still intact. You know, Thrive is alive. There's going to be some announcements very soon on perhaps some product changes or continuances of. And we're all in search of looking for the best possible thing out there for ourselves and our teams. And it's so important that we stick together to do that. And I'm joined, of course, if I didn't say so at the beginning, for those of you who don't know, I am Don Smith, out of the great state of Maine, Hampshire, that my partner dubbed my own state, so that was cool. And I am one half of the New England Dons, and I am joined each and every Friday here with my partner, the other half of the New England Dons, Mr. Don LaPlume. And Don, are you out there, bud?
Woohoo! You bet I am!
There he is. Here's my very negative partner. He's very down all the time, and, you know, he's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me, all right. No.
He's tough to be around. But, you know, Don, you know that we've been talking a lot about this subject with our team and with a lot of different folks. And I know you had some thoughts you wanted to share about that. So I'm going to let you go ahead and get right into that, and then we'll talk about some other things that we got going on in the very near future here. So
yeah,
take it away, my friend.
Thank you, Don. What a great leader Mr. Don Smith is. I so love working with this guy. I got to tell you all, truly a leader in the industry, and you know, I'm looking forward to many decades working with you. I have to say that, and not just in stuff like this, but you know, going on vacations together and going on trips and all the different things that we're going to be able to do. Our future's bright, buddy. That's all I got to say.
thanks, buddy, and so many others out there as well that we're just have enjoyed building and learning and teaching with, and you know, we're not done. So.
Not even close. You know, one of the things I had posted, I haven't actually put out a big long email or Facebook post this week. For me, this has really just been a continuation. You know, we're moving forward because what we've built all of this time is we've built this thing called equity. All right, I want you to think about this concept for a minute, everyone. You know, if someone's going to invest in real estate, they invest in real estate for one of two things: for investing for cash flow, and they're investing to build equity. And that equity they'll take out later on and do something with, whether it's, you know, living off of it or other investments or whatever it might be. But equity is huge. When people invest in precious metals or in stocks, they're looking to invest in the growth of that They're looking to invest in what the future will bring with that. And they can't just, I mean, we can't just say, hey, I want to invest in gold as an example. And by the way, when I say this, I'm not saying invest in gold, people, please. It might be right, it might not be, but that's not what I'm saying, okay? So just understand me here. I'm not giving financial advice. I'm, you know, when I look at this, if I were going to be investing in gold, in order to do so, I need to put something into my investment. I've got to put money into that investment, right? If I'm going to buy real estate, I need to put money into that. If I'm going to buy stocks, I need to put money into it. If I'm going to build a business, when we build businesses, and I'm not just talking about a network marketing business, I'm talking about a, you know, brick and mortar business. Maybe it's a retail store, anything else. What do you have to do? You have to invest in supplies, stock, items to sell, product. You've got to invest in people. You've got to hire employees. You've got to train employees. You're investing in all of that. Down the road, it will become so successful and throw off enough money where you can retire from that, and you would not have to be in the day-to-day operations of it, but yet you could be free on the beaches of the world to doing whatever it is that you choose to do, and your team that you've built in that retail store are there. That's why people build businesses. They build it for the freedom, and they build it for the long-term income. All right, and I started my first business, my first incorporated business at the age of 18, and I've owned multiple businesses over the years. I remember my first business, and this is going to tie right into equity, but I remember my first business. I had a business partner, and we started an advertising firm. I was 18 years old, right? And we had our own publication. It was great. We had a lot of fun. We borrowed a bunch of money to get it started. And we closed it down about a year later because we just couldn't borrow enough money to keep it running, all right? But we actually paid that business off 4 years after we closed the doors, all right? But I consider that a great education. I learned a ton from it. I didn't build a whole lot of equity there, but I built knowledge. For business, when you're building it for the equity. So let me tie that into where we are, because there's a reason for this story. All right. When we build our business, whether it's through North American Power as it was, whether it was through Thrive, whether it's through any other vehicle, that vehicle is strictly just a vehicle. All right. What we're actually building is exactly what Don said at the very beginning of this call. We're building a team. And when we build a team, that team, in essence, is our equity. But the thing that everyone has to remember is you can't just add people into a team. All right? You can bring on people, but those people are truly just customers. When you bring people on and you invest in them, when you invest in their lives, when you invest in helping them with your time and your money and your miles on the road, and you're investing in them to help them to build their dreams, to build their goals, to change their lives, that is when you're building equity. And it's funny because we've said this in different ways, in different trainings that we've done, Don, to everyone. You know, this business has never been about building it for us. You know, and I'm talking about that. Everybody on this phone call and on the web listening to this really should be thinking about that. Like, when you built this business, yes, did you benefit? Of course. Would you have benefited? No doubt about it. Let me just remove. Okay, there we go. Would you have benefited long term? Without a doubt. But the thing is, when we build this, the only way to truly benefit from this type of business is not to focus on yourself, but truly to help others achieve their goals and dreams, to help other people reach what it is that they really want to reach, to change other people's lives. And when you do that, you've truly built equity that it will be with you forever. You know, and that's when I say equity, it's not the equity that you've done yourself. It's what you built in other people by helping them. And so, you know, just to bring this right back to the beginning, this business and what we started building when we joined North American Power, or whatever company we all came from, because some of us came from different companies, left the other company, or the other company went out of business, we came to North American Power. Well, that was great, but we weren't building a company. We never did this because of North American Power. We did this because of us building a team, and that's why all the different times when we've talked about, look, we don't want to add customers. We want to build a business. We're looking for business builders. We're looking for people that we can help them to achieve their life's dreams, their goals. And by doing so, those people, we're going to form those fast friendships. Don and I, a perfect example. We didn't know each other. Don is 4 in depth from me, right? We've just built a great relationship. Now we're partners. I mean, now we are a team. We're the New England Dons, right? Right, buddy?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we built some, and we knew that first day when we met that it was going to happen. We didn't know what at the time. Oh, I knew. Don didn't know. But, you know, that's what this business is truly about. And that's what North American Power, I'm so grateful for it because it brought me so close to so many people. You know, I think about Lou Emery and Jeff Long and Chad Lyles. Chad was an old friend. I'd done a mortgage for him years ago. And, you know, we actually lost touch for a while. And now we're in touch all the time. And I love it. He's got a wonderful family. I can't wait to see them go on vacations and do the different types of things that we're going to be able to do as a family and as friends. And that's what we built, and that's what this is about. And that's, when I say equity, that's what I'm talking about. And that is something that can never, ever, ever be taken away from any of us. And we can bring it to any company we want. You know, so that's where I wanted to go. Would you like to add anything additional to that, Don, before we talk about Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, just on the same idea, guys. Just think about it. We're an asset now. You know, if we decide to scatter and go individually and go do something else, that's great. That's fine. But understand that you're going to be starting over everything that you work for, everything that you built. Where if we go as a team, as the business that you've already built, man, we can't help but be successful right away because we've already built it. We already understand the business, and if you're brand new to this and you're still learning, that's okay because you're now part of an organization that understands this business and knows what to do. Now we're just searching for the right partner to deal with and the right product and service to bring value to the marketplace. But there's lots of those. This, us, our team, our people that we trust and people that trust us, that's your business. And that is so important to continue to get everybody to understand because no matter where we go or what we do, if we do it together, we're going to be successful. If we start all over again, we still could be successful, but it'll be a lot harder. And I think about what you just said about relationships, Don. I mean, this business is about relationships. You know, the people that I work with in this business are now my best friends. You know, I don't want to abandon my best friends. I want to work with them and say, hey, listen, this is what we found. This is what's great. Let's work together and do this and accomplish the same goals that we had set out to do when we started this journey. So. It's such an important message, and we continue to let everybody know because we are working diligently. We're looking at lots of different options, as I know a lot of you are as well. And you know, we want to hear from you if you're on our team, and I'm sure your leadership does. We know that we're going to make the right decision, and we already know we have the right people. So we just want to, you know, encourage you all to be patient. Don't make hasty decisions and work with your team. Work with the people that you trust to make the right decision for you and your family. So that's it, Don. Yep. Go ahead and talk about Sunday because I'm still excited to be part of that as well. So,
That is going to be so awesome. And I do want to say, you know, if anybody has questions, you know, Don and, you know, our emails, dlaplume@freerhinos.com and dpsmith@freerhinos.com. You can reach us if you have questions on anything. But, it's, you know, this family, the overall family, not just our team, as we say, we'll all be together for a very long time, and that's a wonderful thing. So let's, you know, talking about Sunday, we have a celebration event. You know, we had planned a training event, and we are going to be doing training, by the way, on this call next Friday. So be ready. All right, we've got some great training planned that will take us to that next level as we move forward. So just make sure you've got lunch and learn planned for next Friday. And hopefully, you know, a whole bunch of the other days. I don't know that everybody's going to continue that for this coming week because everybody's trying to put everything together. But we will be here next Friday, no doubt about it. But as far as this Sunday is concerned, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn. It's 20 Spur Road, and it's, again, the Hampton Inn, and it's in Seabrook, New Hampshire. All right, we're going to be there from 1 o'clock p.m. until approximately 5 p.m. If you've already pre-registered, that's great. If you haven't, you can go to freerhinos.com/meetings, register there, or you can register at the door. That's fine. We want to pack the house, and this is going to be a celebration event. This is not one of those things we're not interested in. We don't have to look back at history. We don't have to ask or answer all of the different questions about, you know, what had occurred. That's not what this meeting is about. We don't even know all those answers, and it really doesn't matter because you can't change that history. But what we can focus on is the future and where we are all headed. And by that, I don't mean some company or some product line. I'm talking about where we are headed in our lives. And this is going to be a celebration of the future. And I will tell you that there's a very special celebration that's going to happen that day, which is aside from this, that you will want to be a part of. And it's going to be so much fun. We will get out before the Patriots game for anybody planning to watch the Patriots game. So have no fears. You'll be able to catch the game. But we are going to have a fantastic time. And you're going to learn a lot. You know, and I wish I could share all the different stuff that's going to happen that day. But you do not want to miss this Sunday in Seabrook, New Hampshire, this team that's up here in New England. So if you can get here in any way possible, be there on Sunday. You'll be so happy you went. And we'll look forward to seeing you. And like I said, if you have questions, email us. You can, you know, reach out to us. We're around for you. And we'll continue to be here for everyone. Don, anything else that you want to bring on besides that?
No, I think that's it for today, buddy. Again, just proud of you guys for hanging in there and trying to get, you know, the best information that you can. And we're here for you guys to help in any way that we can, and as well as a lot of the other leadership. Excuse me. And you know, we're just looking forward to the continued journey for this amazing group of people. And just want to thank you again for joining us. And we'll definitely be here next week. So that's it, Don, for today. We're not going to take any questions. We're just going to let you guys enjoy the rest of your lunch and the rest of your Friday. And we will talk to you guys all again next week. Take care now. Have a great day. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.